You're on with Mario Lopez.
What up? It's Mario Lopez joining me now in studio. Talented actor, my man Luke Perry. How's it going, Luke?
Really good, brother. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time to come by. I'm looking forward to your new show. It's on the CW. It's called Riverdale, and it's a drama based on Archie comics, but it's not kid stuff here. This is serious drama. Tell me about it.
This is not kid stuff. This is hardcore murder mystery stuff with
pretty good
amount of humor thrown in too. I gotta say, I was very surprised when I got the script. They were able to cover all those bases with the writing because the mystery holds up. The characters are great. You know, they've updated Archie, Betty, Veronica.
That's great.
Jughead. We got all the good. You can't have Archie without Jughead.
No, you gotta have Jughead.
Yeah, and we got 21st century Archie, 21st century Jughead.
Oh, that's great, man. Obviously, a lot of content there to work with. Now, you play Archie's dad, right?
That's right.
Fred Andrews. So how would you describe Pops?
Blue collar, a hardworking man, just an average guy, which, you know, when I say that, people think that's a little uninteresting or undramatic, but you know, when you're a father and you love your kid and that's all you care about, that's a great character for me to play. That's somebody who has a lot of character.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what appealed to me about this part. And that's kind of who Fred Andrews is. He's just a really simple family guy. Only number one job is taking care of Archie.
And very relatable, obviously. And how old is Archie supposed to be?
Archie is a sophomore in high school.
Okay.
When we pick this story up.
So when we pick this story, is he your only son?
Yeah,
on the
only
show?
Son. It's just me and Archie. We don't, you know, the mother's no longer with us. Parents are divorced. And it's just the Andrews men.
Yeah.
The Andrews guys.
That's a great role, man. And ironic, of course, being involved in another teen drama after all the years on 90210, which I got to say, Luke, I mean, obviously we're great on the show and sort of grew up in that same era. But I was always extremely envious of the sideburns you were able to grow because I could not grow them like that. Okay. He had the coolest chops and they literally, they were such a hit with America. All the guys, you guys, they're younger than, so they're all the guys, everybody wanted to grow the sideburns and they were so, and if you couldn't, you were just straight out screwed as a guy.
And so what I've done now is I just let them continue to grow. They came down, they joined up on the bottom, made a bridge across my lip.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what we got going.
Oh, but yeah, they were working, man. And I was like, you can't do it. There they are. We're going to have a picture of them. We'll have to put it on the website. They're iconic sideburns. They're fantastic.
I'm going to bring them back one of these days. I think after Riverdale, I'll just scrape this into it.
You got to have a scene, man. That'd be awesome. So do the younger actors pick your brain for advice? I'm sure they're fans, but what sort of conversations now do you have?
Well, they're not necessarily fans. They're a little young, but we do have some conversations about different things on the set in terms of just, you know, for a lot of our actors, it's their first gig, right? A lot of the kids have never been on camera. They didn't know too much about hitting marks and lining up shots and all that kind of stuff. And to the extent that I could help them without, you know, seeming like I was telling them what to do, I've tried to share a little bit of that with them. One of the things I notice is interesting is all these actors have grown up in the digital era and there was no film in the camera. There's sort of an urgency when there's film in the camera, as you know very well, that you only get, you know, X number of tries at. But with digital technology, it's much more forgiving. And there's a lot you could spend all day messing around. And these guys are really good about keeping their focus. And that's kind of the one thing I had to tell them about was, stay focused. Pretend there is film in there and you've only got so many shots.
Right. And Marisol Nichols is on the show. Is she a regular on the show?
She is, yes.
Oh, that's
nothing regular about Marisol.
There's nothing. No, I've had the pleasure of working with her myself.
Yeah.
Here's a funny, ironic story. Actually, when we did work together, we did a show on Showtime called Resurrection Boulevard years ago.
Oh, yeah, I know that show.
But do you remember? So I played, she's older than me, but I played the high school teacher that was sort of taking advantage of my young student, and she was the student.
Yes. What?
That's how young she looks.
That's crazy.
She looks fantastic.
Yeah. Looks fantastic.
She looks fantastic. So yeah, good cast, man. I hope there is a love interest or something.
You know, here's the thing about that. In a town like Riverdale, where a lot of the cast has so much history with each other, all the parents went to high school together too.
Okay.
So as we start to unfold that and see what happened between Marisol and myself when we were in high school, we have Maid Shenamick is on the show. She plays Betty Cooper's mom, lives right next door to me. So I'm kind of stuck between a rock and a soft place. it's all pretty good there, but we're going to get to those stories. Yeah.
We're going to get to those.
Yeah,
and speaking of age, man, congratulations. You turned 50 recently.
Yep.
You look great. So how does it feel hitting the fifth level, man? It did. What's changed?
Dude, I'm going to tell you, the day I turned 50, AARP magazine put me on the cover. And and that just freaked me out. I was like, wait a minute, I am not 65 years old. I just turned 50.
But right, they need to move that up. They need
you would
to,
think so,
right?
But apparently you are eligible for AARP when you're 50. So they threw me on the cover of the magazine without telling me. That was a little shocking. But other than that, it's
happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday. Largest circulation of any magazine in the country. And you're right on the cover telling the
world
you're 50.
That's fantastic. I'm all about embracing whatever comes with the discounts and...
Yeah, me too.
Right?
So I immediately went and signed up. Yeah, when I saw it, I thought, all right, okay, you guys owe me one, at least the first year for free, because you used me on the cover.
Yeah.
But it is good to sign up, because you get all that stuff. And a lot of our audience of Riverdale is that demographic.
Yeah.
You know, we were surprised when we started to look at the demos and how this stuff was coming in. A lot of our audience are women 35, 50.
Yeah, yeah.
And because they still are into the idea of watching the television, watching the broadcast. You know, when 90210 was on, when Saved by the Bell was on, you had to be there in front of the TV.
There was no DVR.
It was appointment viewing. There was no DVR. And we're finding a big element of our audience is kind of coming back to that, where they do want to all gather around, watch the show in broadcast time together. And that's pretty cool. Of course, we have all the other stuff that they figure in now for the numbers, too.
Right.
But I like that, because that was one of the things that I... Over the course of time, I've really come to learn about 90210 is when people tell me about watching the show, that was a time we would all get together.
Appointment viewing.
It was appointment viewing, and we could have the whole family or the whole sorority or whatever it was, and everybody would get together and watch together. This show engenders that kind of spirit, and I like that, because TV's gotten, everybody can watch their own thing, their own time, and this is, the spirit of this show is still one that you want to watch with people.
Yeah, and it seems very, like you can with your family, too. It's got that sort of family element and feel to it.
There's something for everybody.
You mentioned 90210, and there's been so many revivals now of like Full House and...
Right.
What was the other one that's got... the Gilmore Girls,
yeah.
Which was coincidentally on CW. Would you ever entertain revisiting that in some capacity?
You know, it's like anything else. If the writing's good and they come at it with a great idea, you know, sort of the way that they're doing with Will and Grace, like they have a specific type of stories
example.
That they want to tell.
Exactly.
They're going to do 10 episodes. It's something that me and the rest of the cast have talked about, and if they come at us with good stuff, we'd be open to it.
Very cool, man. I don't think I ever told you, Luke, but I really liked 8 Seconds back in the day. Lane Frost, right?
Yeah.
I remember Lane Frost about bull riding.
Yeah, I remember
based
that.
On a true story. Great movie, man. Great movie. It was cool. I think, wasn't Renee Zellweger in it?
Yes.
Too? She was in it.
Renee was in the movie, and I had mentioned to the guys at the studio, hey, I just... did a screen test with this girl. I think you might want to think about putting her in a much bigger part in the movie. They didn't think it was a very good idea at the time. And I said, okay, but remember this day. This was the day I sent you the tape with her on it. And I'm telling you, she's going to be everything she turned out to be.
That's cool. No, it was a great movie. I remember it was like in the 90s. When was it 94?
Yeah, 94.
Something like that.
Got to ride the bulls.
Look at that.
That was fun.
Well, see, that's what I wanted to ask you. Because at that time... I happened to be hosting a show for NBC called Name Your Adventure, and people would ride in. We'd go on different adventures all over the world, and I swam with sharks. I dove out of planes.
I would never do
that. I did everything. I said the one thing I won't do, and it was on the thing, the one thing I won't do is get on a bull, because I feel like I'm not in any sort of control, and I've seen guys get hit and they get kicked in the head. That's the one, and I'll do pretty much anything. As a young guy, it's the one thing. So I always have been fascinated by it but those guys, sure. Man, it's a whole nother.
They are.
Because you're not
down.
In control.
No, you're not. But the idea is to
how can you be on a beast that's like 1,000 pounds?
Well, because you get the rhythm of how it's jumping. It's all about placing your body where you want it to be. And
correct,
to be,
but you will get thrown off. That's inevitable.
There is no doubt.
And you don't know where that hoof or whatever it's got. You know those horns are coming,
yeah.
Right?
You're going to get hurt bull riding. That's what I always say. It's not if, it's when and how bad. Because you know it's coming at some point. But
you got on there, huh?
Oh, they were great. They let me ride 8 of them in the movie, and I got to ride. About 20 some to pray. I've been on about 30 times.
Wow. I hope they were old bulls.
Some of them were.
So, you know?
Yeah, they were old. They had self-esteem issues.
Slower.
Slower.
One had a walker.
That's the bull I would
give
want.
Give me the shy one. Yeah. That one eye one in the corner. That kind of stuff. But it was good.
That was great, man. No, I just have big respect for that. And I want to throw it way back for a second, Luke. 30 years before The Walking Dead, you were in a zombie-themed music video.
Yeah, I was.
Twisted.
Not just me.
Sister.
Come on, tell the whole cast of that thing.
Well, who else? Who else was in that?
Alice Cooper, still a friend of mine. Bobcat Goldthwait. was in this video also, and two of my best friends from high school. And the reason I went to do that, Tom Savini was in charge of doing all the makeup on this video. Uh-huh. And I was a huge fan of horror movies and I'd seen a lot of Tom's work, and I wanted to have a chance to get in there and meet him. I ended up in his chair. And I got to wear all this, you know, latex makeup and stuff. It was just fantastic.
Oh, that's cool, man. That's a fun fact right there.
Dude, it was a blast. That was one of the funnest weekends we ever had. And it was the first time I met Alice Cooper. And like I said, I still somebody I know and say hi to him whenever I see him. It's awesome.
Hell of a golfer right here, too.
That's all he is about now. You'd be surprised when you look at Alice. Doesn't look like maybe the healthiest guy in the world,
right,
having
exactly.
You know, decades of being a rock star. But dude, when he steps up to hit the ball, he can drive the ball.
Yeah, he's a big time golfer.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions.
Please
quick
do.
Answers, all right?
If you didn't, I'd be disappointed.
Fair enough. Favorite comic book character.
My favorite comic book character. I was a big Matt Murdock. That's Daredevil.
Oh.
I always loved that. I love the idea of him being blind. He was a lawyer. He was all about serving justice. I loved Luke Cage because his name was Luke. I thought that was just like the coolest.
Yeah.
I read a lot of those Luke Cage comic books. And now the guy who plays Luke Cage on Netflix, my buddy Mike, lives down the street from me.
Oh, look at that.
Bringing it to life.
Fun.
So that's pretty cool. But yeah, I always loved it. I read a lot of comic books as a kid. I mean, I did. They didn't have movies. They didn't have videos. They didn't even have video games.
Yeah.
So this was one of the, you know, the closest ways you had to escape. And, you know, I read them all. All the superheroes, all the Archie stuff, all the Richie Rich. Yeah.
Big fan, man. That's cool.
Big fan.
Number one show on your DVR?
The number one show on my DVR, Big Bang Theory. Yeah, I got about 30 of them stacked up now.
Okay.
Yeah, I always just like to have them so I can sit down and binge them whenever I want.
Yeah, sitcoms.
Yeah, I always
good.
Walk away laughing. It's good.
Your first car.
Oh, this is not cool. My first car was a Chevy Chevette.
Chevy?
Yeah, two-door hatchback.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
$1,200. I paid for it myself, saved up, bought my own first car.
Good for you.
And that's what it was. It was a two-door Chevy hatchback. A vet. A chef vet. I should have just said it was a vet.
Keeping it real here.
Yeah.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Vanessa Williams. And when I met her, it truly was one of those things where I just tried to talk to her and I said, and that was about all I could get out. And I tried to say hello to her, and I just was like,
And that was it. Well, you got good taste,
that
man.
That was it. Oh, she's gorgeous.
Word that you hate the most.
Word that I hate the most. That fluctuates from day to day. On any given day, on any given day, there are different words. I think the word that I dislike.
Or expression. I think it was expression.
It could be either, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there are so many that are overused that I can't stand. It's got to be something in the political spectrum, you know, because we hear so much about that today. Everybody's got something going. I would say alternative fact would be my least favorite word.
There you
right
go.
Now.
There you go.
Yeah.
Two more. Time travel destination.
Oh yeah, I would love that. Time travel is good. I don't have that much interest in the future, I gotta say. So I would definitely wanting to go back. I would like to be there when they drove the Gold Spike to join the two railroads, right? As a major turning point in our country.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to see that.
Yeah.
I'd like to be back when the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock, turn to the Indians and go, you got to handle this. Yeah. This is going to get out of control. You got to deal with these people.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it. And last one, who do you cast to play you in your life story?
Who do I cast to play me? Probably Neil Patrick Harris. Yeah, Neil, because we have such a strong physical resemblance. And
really? People don't ever say that, do they?
My sister does, though, and she knows me better than anybody. And she says all the time, if anybody ever plays you, it should be Neil. And I was like, honey.
I'm sure he'd be flattered.
I said, I'm going to tell Neil that when I see him. And last time I spoke to him, I forgot to mention that. But Neil, if you're listening, I think you'd be the guy to play me. And if we were going to do a movie.
I don't know if he can grow the sideburns. Okay. And then he can't get the gig.
We got people for that.
You got people. That's right. We got people.
I've got some stick-on ones that Letterman gave me one time when I was on the show.
Really?
And he knew that my son was being born.
Right.
Dave's like, listen, this is for the kid. And he brought him out. And they had made and packaged in a little preschool thing.
That's an awesome moment.
I still have it.
Well, Matt, again, thank you so much for taking the time
Dude,
to come by.
It was a total pleasure. Thanks
for having me. Luke. And listen, you can catch Luke on Riverdale Thursdays on the CW. Luke Perry.
That's right. Thursdays, 9 o'clock, 8 central, Riverdale. I'll see you there.
On with Mario Lopez.